Welcome one and all to the DL Debate. Falcha Gia Dinya, Gojia and DL Debate, they miss you, Brendan, O'Devnia and Sharp. Everybody, welcome to the show this evening on this Monday night. Coming up later on the show, we're going to hear from Glenn Maharab manager, the legend that is Rory Kavanagh, after a side's opening a day victory over Banagher in the Derry Championship. I caught up with Rory earlier in the day. We're going to play an interview from him. Then we are going to review week two of the club championship here in Donegal and all the major talking points around it. But of course, the big talking point at the weekend was a few lads from, they're kind of from Mayo, aren't they?
Charlestown.
I'll put you on Charlestown, is
it? I think it is Charlestown from, isn't it? County Mayo.
That's the one and only Barry Calfrey. We're also going to be joined by Only McGarvey, but you might hear from my voice, and it was led astray by a wee boy called Dalton Malloy last night and a couple other Gallagher dudes. Yes, indeed. That was the Oasis Boys last night. We were in Dublin and a wee bit late coming down the road. But, Park, you're going to nurse me through.
I'm going to try, Brendan, eh? Fair play to you for coming down again.
I thought Roll With It was an apt song because you just got to roll with it now. Sometimes you just got to suck it up, man.
For the next hour or so, but no doubt it was well worth it.
Don't let anybody get in your way.
Was it worth it, was it?
The next day, is it ever worth it? Aye, listen, it was a great crack up. I met loads of people actually from Letterkenny, and as a man's surrounding areas, there was a great crew up there, and as usual, landed on the coppers and.
Oh,
yeah, no, you're. Still.
Well, come here. I suppose when you were away, we were looking after the house, and obviously
you were
the Donegal Senior Football Championship big focal point over the weekend, Bryn, and I suppose you
want to start. Well, we have to start with the tournament, man.
Well, I was going to say.
Hold on, have we got Only McGarvey in there? Joe Dex is working on it. Only's going to be joining us here in a second as well. But, Park, yeah, listen, after opening day defeat was important for the men from Ann Sherman up from
intermediate
champs to get back to winning ways. And listen, four masters.
Oh, formidable outfit, you know, and absolutely. They know each other really, really well. You know, they've obviously beat them in the league final and played them in the league, you know, and they drew on that occasion. But, you know, there's a bit of a rivalry there from underage up, and you know, both teams know each other extremely well, and suppose from a Four Masters point of view, they got the start, Brendan, they got the goal straight away, they went 1-2 up to no score, I think it was, but you know, Tiernan really got into their groove. The bit of the breeze in the first half, started to kick two pointers. You had Ryan McFadden and Bobby McGettigan getting one, and Ricky Gallagher as well, you know. So as I say, you know, they were edging out a good half-time lead. Then came a goal from Four Masters, and you know, really and truly, that goal, you know, gave them at half-time, you know, a lot for Tiernan to think about, because Four Masters had that breeze in the second half. But look, Tiernan, from Tiernan's point of view, you know, they just didn't allow. You know, cut out space. You know, they did. One thing would worry from a Tiernan point of view, I suppose, they got in for three goals, and you know, that's one thing that they'll be looking at over the week.
Was it a question mark of just that the home venue, and you lose the first day? Does that add that? Because I'm noticing with championship, some of it isn't championship. You know, there's quite still a bit of keep ball, and not really, teams not really getting into each other. You know, everybody's backing off, and sometimes it can be a bit stale because there's no jeopardy. But if you lose that first away game, you know, you're at home, you've got to really make it count. I suppose that maybe added a bit of buzz to the Dermot dressing room.
You have to. And suppose there was expectation going into Killy Beggs from a Dermot point of view as well. You know, they were going up there and, you know, Killy Beggs, to their dues, met with real force and, you know, they were 1-9 up to 2 points. I suppose everyone was at half time, everyone was trying to figure out, you know, this is not the way it has gone for Dermot, you know. But it's league and the championship, you know, you got to settle heads and, you know, regroup for the week, the home game, and that's the important one. You know, if you won away from home, Brendan, as you know, it's a bonus. And suppose you're right, there is an aspect there. Maybe the bigger teams, obviously, you know, your Unions and the likes of Kilcare, and, you know, Niamh Connell had a one on Saturday night as well, obviously. They were at home, and, you know, I was up at that game. It was a great game of football as well, you know. They nipped in and got the victory at the end.
Pressure come on now. Hey, listen, before we come down, just like St Michael's next week, bit of a derby game. They had a great one at the weekend too. And you're away from home. That's going to be an interesting. There's a couple of very interesting counters coming next week. And actually, there's quite a. To me, like a lot of the games, like, even though I say they might lack an intensity from time to time, there's obviously far more entertainment now with how open the game still gets, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely, Brendan. You hit the nail on the head. Like, I was up in Davy Brennan Memorial Park on Saturday night, and the atmosphere was brilliant. There was a huge Ardra crowd there, you know, and they were really, really up for taking a scalp. And, you know, the game was, you know, when you're commentating on a game, or you know when you're getting excited yourself, you know the crowd must be getting excited. There's scores coming, a lot more scores, a lot more goal opportunities as well. And suppose, as you look across the scores throughout the week, weekend, you know, 127 for St Michael's to Glenfinn's 112. Like, last year, 112 would have won you a game, you know. Could have won you two. So, you know, the scores, and suppose as we go deeper into the championship, we'll only know then really where, you know, all these new rules that have come in. But I have to say, I really do enjoy them. You know,
Draw a fairly building park, you know, just thinking about their first day one, you know, even when we played them, Unions played them last year, they really got stuck on this, you know, and they were, like, if you're going to compete, you know, if you say a team is supposedly maybe have what you call a better squad, you got to get in and get about them, and that's certainly what they did, and I was impressed with that. And if you look at where me and you were talking on Saturday evening, I was coming back from the couple of games on Saturday night that I was at. We'll get to them in a minute, but you were saying that Ardra had a chance to go three up, and it was a controversial, was it?
I think it was an opportunity. The last shot, I just can't remember exactly who it was who took that particular shot, but anyway, I think it was White, the left half forward, who kicked it. But I don't think it was an actual score, you know, but the Ardra lads were appealing that particular score. I don't think it actually, you know, I think it swayed to the left and wide a wee bit, right. You know, but it's when they had possession, maybe just Niamh Connell used their experience, Oran Doherty run up the right hand flank, seen the run, obviously he knew the only man here, you know, I know Niamh Connell have a number of men who could kick the ball over from outside the arc to get a 2-pointer to draw the game. It was the Brick Malloy, and suppose that but a cuteness up that right hand flank, the Brick came on to the ball. There was a free. James Connors indicated there was a foul on Oran Doherty. He's been met with a few hefty challenges from Class and Conor Class, and that was all in good championship spirit. But there was a free, but the Brick continued and just stuck the ball over the bar from outside the arc. It was a 2-pointer. Late drama.
There's no better man.
You couldn't write it. But
he's got that kick. He's got one of those big long range kicks now, which is a danger. Listen, if Brick, I'm not sure what age he is, he's going a long time now, Brick, but someone like him, you would keep him on board just for that 2-point threat, even if he needed coming down the tracks. Because as you said, them, if he comes out around the back of the group and you don't go tight to him, he gets that left foot wheel and he can put it from distance.
It was the run, Bren, that was made by Oran Doherty, but it was the cuteness. Brick stood out on the right hand side for as long as he possibly could, then he made that run and then obviously stuck it over the bar. But you know,
CJ Malloy going well
116-117, just a menace and direct ball in, and it just shows you, you know, how defences are going to have to curtail big men in the full forward line. And CJ was an absolute handful from from an Eve Connell point of view, the Jason Campbell and they're you know, trying to tussle with them. But again, big man, long ball and over the top. He was out in front the majority of the time, you know. And look, again, Brendan is bringing that long ball aspect back into play. You wouldn't have given that ball last year. You wouldn't have risked it. But you're on, just coming back to that point about Ardra, the aggression of Ardra. Yeah. And the actual, there was one particular incident of it was Paddy McGrath was back in his own half-back line. And it was in the second half, obviously. He made this long busting run. I remember Brendan Kilcoyne, we referenced it. He made 40, 50 yards, sprinting as hard as he could to get his hand in. Ardra turned the ball over and I think they got a score off it and the crowd just lifted around you. So it was, you know, it was back to proper championship football,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, great. So and the great derby, and it's great to see Ardra coming back, competing again. We'll just have a wee bit of trouble linking up only with Garvey, folks. So I'm just going to take a quick break. We'll hopefully get him online here. Me and Park will be back to wrap up the rest of the games. Yes, folks, welcome back to the DL Debate. It's myself and Parik Helfrey here. We're being produced by Joe Dex, as ever. We have a couple of wee gremlins in the system. We're trying to get Owen McGarvey on. If we don't get him on Zoom, we can call him now and we'll bring him on.
He might not want to be easy gotten the phone today, Brian, I don't think. Yeah.
Oh, listen, you've got to roll with it. Roll with it. That's the theme of it now tonight. We all got to do it. Parik, tell me, Downing Skilcare, was that a bit of a shot?
Well,
I was down as a Saturday and I was chatting to a couple of lads and they didn't think they were a couple of local lads. No, just the GA lads. And they thought, I think because of Kilcare beating Unions, but obviously it was a depleted Unions. But Downing sort of had a huge match with Dunlow, you know, very good Dunlow side. So listen, Maxie's doing a fantastic job.
You got to admire Downing, you know, they do, you know, as I say, they put on a serious shift. Look, to go to Tourney and to beat Kilcare, you know, Down and Kilcare, and as I say, look, you can take nothing away from them as well because, you know, there was the aspect of you to curtail. You had Stephen McBearty there still to look after. You had Mark McHugh. You know, Kilcare, you know, have a really good team, you know, over the last number of years. And they will be seething after that. You don't go to Kilcare and come away with a victory. Now, was it huge score by it was Ronan Gallagher with a two-pointer, and it just shows you again the two-pointer, the new rule that's come in.
Big McBride at midfield, like Park, we're seeing in every game now that it's all about, you know, you gotta one primary possession at midfield, obviously, and that then is going to translate into opportunities. And having the likes of McBride in there is a massive part, because Downing's have plenty of good, powerful runners then to break when that space opens up.
And they've scorers as well. Like, you know, you've Johnny McGrady there, who's in and out of county squads, and you know, still kicking 1-8 on Sunday, and you've Paddy McElwee chipping him 1-3. You know, you've got that, and obviously you've Kyle McFadden there, Cian McBride, all chipping in with scores. And you know, Brendan, like the new modern game, you need players to be able to take their own scores, you know, from distance as well, you know, and that's important. Your half-backs, half-forwards have to be able to score, you know, and you see the likes of teams like Unions and Niamh Connell and Guy Dorr, their half-back line, very accustomed on the ball, can move it quickly, can move into the space, can pop the ball over the bar themselves, you know. And other teams, the likes of the Downings, the Termans, you know, the St Michaels, the Dunlows, have to, you know, develop, you know, their players to be able to do that. And when you have that particular aspect of it as well, you can't be hard to shut. You're going to be very hard to shut down if you have everybody in that particular area. But even coming back on that, you touched on the midfield battle there as well, you know, and, you know, obviously
McGinley was obviously in there.
Big McGinley's in there, 37 years of age. Phenomenal against St Jurans, and, you know, no doubt he was a handful as well.
Yeah. And listen, Paddy McBearty still hits 8. And eight, maybe exactly. Just he scored 9 last week. Actually met him last night. Now memory's coming back to me. Not a lot of sense talk there. Maybe, and listen, they're going to have to dust it down and go again as a Kilcare man, because they need to get a victory next day out.
They're against, this is a mouthwatering tie, Saturday night in Fintra. Big derby there. So, look, and it's going to be interesting, really, really interesting, this particular tie as well. I'd say it's the tie of the weekend, you know, when you look at it, and suppose that's the South West derby, the North West is Termini against St Michael's. But looking at that, Kilcare, Killy Beggs, they've been so much history down through the years, and, you know, really looking forward to that one. And suppose Parry Boner will be going into this, you know, after such a good performance against Termini, to go down to Dunlow and really not perform, it must be eating at them today. today, Brian.
Yes, indeed. Listen, have we got Oni? Are you there, Oni?
How's it going?
How's it going, my man? Yeah. How's the man from the wild? How's the man from the Wild West?
The Wild West, maybe as our sister Porrick there, he thought it might be hard to get on the phone today, but like you said, you have to roll with it.
Oh, listen, you know better, man, Listen, we learn more in defeat, that's the old adage, you know, and listen, it was still a close game, only looking to get your reaction on that game. Obviously, it was a big match in the intermediate, but we've gone down through a couple of the games there, only just we're down here at the minute at Glenfinn and St. Michael's at the weekend, and of course the big thing, I suppose, across all the games at the weekend was last week there was a sight of County boys missing everywhere. They were slowly filtering in, of course that man Langan coming back in, and when you have someone like him on the pitch, only everything changes around that St. Michael's team.
Yeah, he's a massive player for them. All right, Brendan, and you can see, I think it was 11 points he ended up with yesterday, and you know, I think they had 127, which is a huge score. You know, we know that he can hit two pointers, Daniel McLaughlin can hit them, Carlos O'Reilly can hit them. So that was a good performance by them going to Glenfinn, who would have been happy enough the week before running Guidoor to 2 points down in Marigallen, and I'm sure when they were at home then yesterday they would have fancied their chances, but going by reports, Michael Langan put on a serious show yesterday, and they got their 2 points on the board. And like you said, probably the first week out, the County players were missing, or most of them were missing. This weekend, they're filtering back, and I think this weekend now coming will really put a shape on the table. You know that, you know, there's some teams there that are probably in the last chance saloon.
Yes.
The teams who are on 0 points, you know, if they lose this weekend, and with their score difference, they'll be in trouble for their last game and that, and that's when the draw becomes interesting then as well. So, like I say, after this weekend, there should be a bit of a shape then on the table, and we'll have a better idea who's probably going to finish in the top four, who's going to end in the free limbs, and who's in the relegation playoffs.
Yeah, indeed. Listen, Frank McGlynn, it's been a good season so far for Glenfinn. He looked like he was getting the best from them. He competed against Guidoor last week. But just when you mentioned two-pointers there, only is it hard, I suppose, to put enough emphasis on two-pointers and having two-point kickers? Because you mentioned there St. Michael's having like four. You know, that's the difference between you winning and losing matches and really punishing teams at times. Like, and we were just mentioning the Brick Molloy there. If you've players now, and if teams are sitting inside that zonal, which we're seeing all the time, if you've somebody outside that can kick a two-pointer, then he's worth his weight in gold.
I can see it as becoming more relevant in the club season as the months have gone on. You know, I just feel the club players are really practicing it now. And if, like you said, if you have one or two in your team, if you have three or four in your team, you're really in business. But I can see that you nearly have to push out that bit more now. And when that's happening, Brendan, there's more space inside then for a wee maybe pop pass into the full forward line and that, and get runners off them, which opens up your goal chances and that. And you know, most teams now, I think we've seen probably Donegal fell down in that regard in the All-Ireland final. You know, they didn't really need them up until that. But I think it's becoming a huge part of our game. And you can see the likes of the 127 I mentioned for St. Michael's. Like, that's a huge score to put up. And, you know, the weather was good this weekend and that. And I think it's a huge asset now if you have three or four, you know, if you're on your team that's able to hit 2 pointers, you can stretch the game out. You know, you can put up an 8 or a 10 point lead and 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes, you know.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Great stuff. And the game, I was down to two games on Saturday there before I took myself off to Oasis, and the one of them was St. Noel's, who hosted Guidoor. After the match, I caught up with their manager, Ronan McNeish. Ronan, very impressive performance from Guidoor away from home, backing up the one against Glenfinn last week. He came out on top against St. Noel. I suppose the big thing was you started with a breeze, and you made that pay with, you're very ruthless in front of the goals, kicking a few two-pointers, built up a big lead at halftime.
Yeah, Noel's actually won the won the toss and they decided to go against the breeze, so we knew we had to get some sort of score up because we saw from the reserve, given that breeze was tough to score into. So I think we went in at half time then, was it 10 points up or something, so that was very important to have that lead. It just gives you a belief then in the second half that you've something to hold on to and you've got the scores that you needed to get what the wind. So just a matter then of seeing out the second half, which we did very well.
Yeah, and you identified, obviously you were at the game last week, you identified the threat of Mogan, you put Gillespie on him in terms of a man marker, and it really did nullify him at times. And I suppose that's that when you have that strength of player in terms of being able to go after a man marker, it's a difficult thing that if you're going to concede something, and maybe from their side, should McCullough went to Harkin, but listen, that wasn't down to you, but certainly you got your matchups right in terms of nullifying their threats.
Yeah, we were at the game last week, and Mogan, like, he's a fantastic player, and he just dictated the whole game for them from start to finish, out around on the outside, and sometimes breaking through and kicking points. So we just put a player on him. Michael Rorty on him, and in fairness,
Rorty,
he's got the conditioning and the strength to go at any county players, in fairness to him. So he did that job today, and he did a tattoo. He got a yellow card earlier on, so he was a wee bit on the back foot there, but he kept his discipline very well. So and after that then, I suppose Griffin wasn't playing too, so like there's another scoring threat gone on him. So we were happy with how things went from there on.
Yeah. And certainly, you know, having the likes of McGillivray Regia to come in, Darrell Boyle, you know, you had a great bench coming in, really building up a serious squad there, and you know, players pretty much injury free now. You must be happy now after the first two games going into this third match at home.
Yeah, we're very happy. Last year and the year before, we lost one of our first two games both times, so this is the first time in my 3 years we've won two out of two. So like, we'll be targeting trying to get that top four finish and maybe getting a weekend off if possible. A lot depends on the draw, obviously, but yeah, no, the squad's come along good. Lots of players got lots of game time over the last 2 years, and some of the players who are in and out last year are starting this year, so it's great to see. And to be, we got Donal and Dara back kind of during the week there, and to be able to bring them on in the second half to see out the game is huge and gives a big lift to the other lads. But look, the lads that were starting today aren't giving up their jersey too easily either, so there'll be a few headaches and a few decisions to be made next week.
Yeah, and Martin Regan's quoted last week as saying about the new rules have evened up the game a lot. What have you made of it, the wee bros in there, you know, in terms of how players would like him would have been stifled? Do you see a freedom now for a lot of the better players out there to maybe have that wee bit more room to go and express themselves?
Ah, yeah, look, the rules are great. Like, you just see it in the scoreboard. The scores are bigger throughout the league there, and what it means is, like last year, you could have went out and man-marked three danger men or whatever because you had another 11 or 12 men to play your zonal defence, whereas this year you can't do that. You can maybe man-mark one or two max, and so it's great for other players then, to the players, those players you want on the ball and kicking scores and taking men on, that they're getting the chance to do that. So now we're happy. Like, it does make games are never over, and it does create more of a level playing field in that regard, even when your favourites, like today, we knew in the second half they got a few two-pointers, they wouldn't be long getting back into the game. So it just gives the supporters as well something to cling on to at all times, I think, with the two-pointers. So no, the new rules are good, and we're liking them.
Yes, indeed. Gavin Mulroney hitting those two-pointers, he was their top scorer, or Sean Patton's number two at Donegal, and maybe that says a bit about St. Noel's. Of course, they were in the last two relegation playoffs, and they're kind of staring at potentially down again there. Just on that, Park, Finn and Coyle was everywhere. Brilliant, brilliant game that he had. He was up there for Man of the Match along with Ethan Harkin. Harkin again, you know, hitting two-pointers. And we just mentioned there Michael Rorty. I had that many names going through my head there because there was a bit of a mix-up on team sheets and that. Oh, it was a bit of a panic Saturday there. But Michael Rorty's performance, he scored 2 points as well. And sometimes, I suppose, you know, you look at probably Ethan and Finnan, and there was a lot of good players in there. But when you look at Rorty taking out Mogan in terms of stopping his influence on the game, you could arguably say that he was Goodoer's most important player, you know.
It's the biggest job, you know, when you're going up against St. Noel's, is how are you going to stop Pater Mogan? Like, you know, the runs from Pater, we know how athletically fit and fast he is, and a couple of weeks off he would be fairly refreshed, you know, and that's a dangerous individual to try and curtail. You know, he did really well, scored 2 points off the back of that as well, found a bit of space, and Michael Rorty, you know, he's always... Whenever
Michael Rorty, listen, that type of thing, Park, when we looked at it, we talked so much about Paddy Clifford and that, you know, if you have a dictating playmaker, you can't let him rule it. And McNeely's obviously identified that the week before. He was the main man, and you know they took it to four Masters, particularly in the second half. So there you go. You know, that's something that you know needs to be done. You can't have a Paddy Clifford or a Patter Mogan. Listen, we want to see them play, but they at least have to be checked. You know.
But you can't wait in games. You know, you have to. You know, suppose that's one thing. Do you sit and maybe not change up your zonal defence or push out on an individual player? And suppose that's where a little bit of experience there from the management comes. The spot that they see those situations, those players that are maybe dominating the game before, you know, they have an opportunity to watch. But like you touched on Ethan Harkin, suppose another forward that has developed over the years, kicking 7 points. You know, he's developing year on year as a really top footballer. Finlan Coyle as well. Coyle, you know, 5 points from him as well. And Guidor are quietly sitting in the background there, Brendan. You know, just
going about their business,
getting good performances, and really suppose they'll be happy. The Marigalman will be happy with that victory away on the road to St Noel's. 19 points is a big score as well.
The Guidor men, your neighbours there, they're shaping up rightly. I was very impressed with them, only in terms of their defensive structure. You know, they waited for St Noel's to come in and waited at the right time to get a two or three up, you know, around the man and the ball. They were very packed around that D area, outside of the arc, I mean, and around just the arc area. And then when they broke, you couldn't get the ball off them, you know. So they're really shaping up, their squad shaping up nicely there, only.
They are, in fairness to Ronan, I think this is his third year, and you know, he's more or less building a new team there now. You can see, you know, the young lads that yourself and Porrick have mentioned there are coming on stream and standing up and being leaders on that team. And they have a couple of 18-year-olds, you know, that played County Minor last year. They've been coming on as subs this past two games and that. And they're building nicely. They'll be happy with the draw as well. You know, they've Iru at home this weekend, who haven't won a game yet. And, you know, you hear Ronan himself, he said they're aiming for top four to get that week off. And they'll be happy with the way the championship has gone so far anyway.
Yes, indeed. Now, mate, another team that's building nicely is the men from the Glen. McCool's at the weekend. Hey, McCool's are, there's so many teams working, I guess. Everybody's having a real cut. And that's what I was mentioning with Martin Regan's point about the rules, if anything. We thought it could expose teams, but it looks like it's actually evened out the game more. And teams like McCool's are playing brilliant football, and so are Glenswood.
Can you catch one of the big three? That's the question. Can Glenn Swally, you know, no doubt about it, you know, they'll be very, very happy after. Like Gary came on, I think it was Jeremy who was interviewing him. He said in the interview, 11 points down. You know, any team really getting at 9 points down, you go, right, at half time, what are we going to do here, boys? Not concede. They conceded 2 more points in the second half. But that young team, 10 of them, I think, played under 21 last year. You know, they're getting a lot of football out of them. Glen Swally are pairing nicely to come away with a draw there. They'll be delighted with that, Brendan. But you're right in that factor. Like, you know, is the gap, suppose, teams is there a gap there between Niamh Connell and St Junan's that the rest of us are all catching up with? I think potentially Martin Regan is right in that, you know, because you could potentially catch one of those sides now with the new rules.
And a brilliant save at a vital time from Keelan Kelly, and the goals, and those are the things sometimes where we don't, you know, the goalkeepers, in terms of we want so much of them now about coming out and for kickouts and getting involved in the kickout strategy, but shot stopping is still a huge thing.
The ability of Keelan out on the pitch at number six, you know, you've seen what he's done down through the years with Glen Swally, but to pop him back in nets, and I had to read it twice when I was reading it, because he ain't actually in nets, but even, you know, he went up and he scored a point as well, so, you know, he still has it in the locker, you know. So
we've seen that, was just looking at Sean Patton too, coming out for Unions last night, coming out to contest kickouts and that. It is a smart way to play the game if you can bring out and what is like a spare man there.
But that middle, you know, out the middle now it's a goldmine area. If you can get, you know, primary possession in that, and we've seen it was Niamh Connell against Ardra. They really pushed up on the kick out. They brought on Kieran Galler. They also brought on Leo McClune at that stage to really try and nullify that kick out. And Charles McGuinness came on. So that's three big men that came on just after half time, really to deal with the threat of the kick out. And if you have that luxury as well, Brendan, of having, you know, tall players. and around that area, you know, you can really turn the screw. And then, as you indicated, bringing up the goalkeeper. I haven't seen that yet from a club side, but looking forward to seeing Sean getting out.
Yeah, it was a big one. Your men across the road there, Dunlow, only goals was the killer there against Killybegs after a good performance from Killybegs in the opening day. They were down with a bit of hopes, but are Dunlow shaping up again? Only could they come back and potentially go all the way?
I think they're aiming for it, and I do think it'll take a very good team to beat them, to be honest, because, you know, they had a great run last year and they got confidence from that, and they won Division 2, they won their two championship matches so far. They went down to Downings, they were down to 12 men at one stage, and they dug out a victory, which is what you want in championship days. They came back home then this weekend in Killybegs, who had a good result the first day out. I know Killybegs, maybe from what I heard, missed a couple of goal chances, but I just hear then maybe for a 10-minute spell midway through the second half, just Dunlow absolutely blitzed them and scored something like 3-3 or 3-4 in the space of 10 minutes. And they were riding green back this year. Probably maybe it was up front last year that was maybe their downfall a wee bit, but they were riding green back this year to boost them in the forward line. I know they'd probably be hoping to get minutes into Daniel Ward, you know, before the year is out. Plus, Oisin Boner came on as a sub for them. Dara Gallagher is there. Dylan Sweeney is there. Sean McGee is playing for them this year. Defensively, they're very strong.
And that's the squad again. That's the squad again we're talking about.
Squad,
you know, because you're saying in part between finishers or issues or change in the game, because of the athleticism now of players going up and down the pitch, you need people to come in and you need that depth.
Yeah, very, very much so. And they would have identified that from last year. And, you know, the likes of Luke Clerkin is in this year too. They have a squad, and it'll be an interesting game this weekend, because we all know that Glenswilly, you know, were sore of losing that quarter final last year in Fulcara. They have them out in the Glen. They pride themselves, you know, out there on their home patch. So that will be a tasty game this weekend as well. But the lower going well, and I do feel they will be there at the business end of things this year.
Yeah, they will indeed. I would say so. Yeah, shaping up nicely. Went a brilliant run last year, brought so much to the championship, and it was great to see them back competing. I was down at the St Union's game after the St Noel's Guidoor game, and it was a case park of you know, the cavalry was returning for St Union's, you know, and that's the difference, you know, when you have players of that quality on the pitch. And listen, it was a slow start from them. They went 6 points behind early on, but then they really rallied, and just so much pace and so much power in the attack, particularly with Niall O'Donnell back and Kieran Moore in there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and as I say, look, Conor O'Donnell coming back, probably.
Aaron Deeney was back in from the Kilcare game as well.
And Niall will be back as well. No doubt those lads.
Or Niall, sorry. I said Conor there, did I?
That's
Croke Park.
Conor Jr., yeah.
Conor Jr., yeah.
6 points, and as I say, Niall O'Donnell tipping in with four as well. But look, as I say, Barry and St Union's do have that luxury of bringing those great A players back, you know, and Sean Patton. Big rumours about Sean that he was not going to be fit, but look, he seems to be fit. If he's out jumping for ball, he's all right, and that's great to see. And the Union supporters will like to see that, and no doubt, look, they had to go to Eru at home, but St Union's, you know, obviously
there was a big fitness difference, Park. You could see in it, and you know, just the aerobic level of Union's going up and down the pitch, you could see at times, like it was tough for Eru to keep with them. And listen, Owen McGeehan absolutely flying up front for them. And again, the new rules, he's getting the space. Mm-hmm. But you know the difference in those players coming in? You know, obviously likes Aaron and Murr and Niall O'Donnell is the space that they create then. You know, when they get the ball, they're drawing players, or they play the right pass, but they'll collect possession. But they have such an influence even over above what they'll do on the ball in terms of creating opportunities for everybody else as well. It just really imbalances the opposition when you have players that good on the pitch.
Well, you're lifting your head up now instead of turning back, you know, Brennan. But it is about holding that possession and making smart runs inside and popping that ball in, because we wouldn't have done that before, but now we can. And suppose when you have players like Owen McGeehan, busy individual, loves to move about, 2-3, it's getting harder for defenders to actually, you know, you're talking about zonal defences and you know more about that than anybody, but if there's movement inside, and suppose that's one thing that Unions always have, is had that smart individual who can pick a bit of space and then pick passes and move at pace as well. But no doubt about it, Barry will be very, very happy with that performance, getting a number of key players back in. Kieran Tobin was carrying an injury, got into that Kilkerry game, so good to see Kieran playing a full game as well. James Kelly kicking in for a point as well, you know, and as you said, Kieran Moore once again scored. So, you know, like, you know, Unions, they're creating opportunities, they're creating scores, and not just, you know, just from the full forward line, it's coming from all angles, so...
Yeah. Yeah, it is indeed. Before we get into the intermediate, only just looking across, we mentioned a few of the fixtures there, the derby obviously with Kilkerry and Killy Beggs. You know, Downing's Niamh Connell's a very interesting one as well, in terms of Niamh Connell, you know, it's been a couple of very tight games for them, and certainly after Downing's victory, Ardragh McCools again, very interesting encounter, you know, Glenn Swilly and Dunlow. Are they the pick of the games for next week for you, Oni?
Yeah, there would be them games you picked out there. Ardragh McCools will be interesting. Damien Devaney taking on McCools there and that. And Ardragh, I suppose, just were talking to them before I came on, but they would be seriously disappointed with not getting at least a draw out of Glenteaster last night. You know, they put in a huge performance. You know, CG was a serious handful for them. And, you know, let's be honest, New Connell were blessed. They could have been sitting on 0 points, you know, there on Saturday evening, and they came out of it. You know, probably that's just the way they are. They're just they don't know when they're beaten that. They have to go to Downing's, you know, after probably the result of the weekend. You know, a Downing's team who are unlucky probably to lose to Dunlow. So that'll be an interesting one. Glenswally, Dunlow, I feel, will be a good one. And then the two derbies, like you say, Killybegs and Kilkerry and St Michael's and Termon. And I think it's good that the games are spaced out as well, Brendan. You know, yeah. you can get to a couple of games over the weekend and that. And I think it's a reflection, you know, the crowds are coming out. You can see it in the championship matches and that. And I think the CCC, in fairness, deserve credit and spacing the games out and giving people a chance to get round the grounds.
Yeah, listen, it was lovely actually Sunday or Saturday evening. It was such a beautiful evening, leaving Mount Charles to just head down to Ballyshannon to see that game. And I got reaction with the manager, junior manager Barry Meehan. It's up on Highland Radio. com. We won't have time to play it because we've got to get into intermediate. Only there was a couple of big any showing derbies on there, but your own men first. Only tell me, what was the story? It looked like it was a bit of a swashbuckling encounter with the defeat that you took.
Yeah, but probably the alarm bell went off for me on Saturday, Brendan, when I got a text telling me that Tony Boyle was going to be co-commentator with Patrick Helfferty. You know, it was that. Once I seen that, you know, Tony and the noisy neighbours, you know, would have a bit of history in that. So when I heard he was coming to the bags to do co-commentary, I knew we were in trouble. But
but Red, you were impressed with Red Hughes, weren't you? Because you had a great victory the opening day yourselves, only. But Red Hughes are we building something.
They are, and look, they deserve their victory. There's no point in saying any different. We started really well, but you know, you just mentioned it yourselves, just the middle of the field, the battle there. Then they won it for about maybe 10, 12 minutes in the first half, and they really made hay in it. And I think they got 1-7 without reply, and we were 7. There was a bit of a breeze there, which, you know, when you're but the kick out and everything, then, you know, you're able to go up and fist it down on top of the team again, and that's what Red Hughes were doing. We managed to turn around a wee bit in the second half, and we came back to 2 points a couple of times, but we could never get level. And look, Stephen McMenamin, Johnny Carlin, and Jack Gillespie especially, you know, I would have known Jack from the time he was up with the 20s, but he had injury trouble, but I think he's a super player for them. And them three players were outstanding for them. And look, they beat Clonmany the first day, and came down to the banks, you could see they were well up for it, and like I say, they deserved their victory. And the way it is in the intermediate, Brendan, there's no in between. There's only 12 teams in it, and 8 teams go to the quarter final, and the other 4 go to the relegation playoff. You know, it's not like the senior where if you land at the prelim, you're more or less safe for that season. You know, because nobody wants to end up in the relegation playoff. So you just want to get 2 victories in the intermediate and get into the quarter final, and that's the way most teams are. And the likes of Red Hughes have their 2 victories now. Yeah. Glen have their 2 victories. New Columba, and everybody else like ourselves, Buncrana, Muff, Mallon, every team is chasing them 2 victories. So we'll have to just get back on the horse now this weekend and try and get another victory and get into the quarterfinals, Brendan.
Good man, got a roll with it, don't you, surely? Listen, yeah, Mulford, as you mentioned there, 2018-13 victors over Narasa, bunch of matches, yeah. Opening day defeat, Neve Columba, as you say, another impressive victory, 3-15 to 1-8, Clochaneely, Bundoran and Fannett. Bundoran
done well, yeah.
Yeah, and Jamie Brennan was flying in that one. 2 big initial derbies, Park, Neve Patrick, Gacy Keane, drawn with Mallon, and Buncrana getting the better of Burt.
That's the bragging rights, as they say, so Burt could be happy with that, you know, and no doubt about it, like, you know, Burt getting that victory, Buncrana getting that victory, tight game as well, 16 points to 12, and as you indicated, also 113 for Mallon, and the Padraig Eiscogean 16 points. And the Padraig Eiscogean, you know, they're an up and coming side. I've been watching them since last year. You know, they're progressing really nicely, and you know, they're given, I think it was me and you was doing the final a couple of years ago, they won it, and you could just see they were an intermediate side, and they're starting to come. So, you know, look, Mallon are a team that's been around the block for a while. So, you know, I want, you know, for them to go away with a draw is a good result, you know, there as well. But coming back on that factor for poor Oney, I felt for him, you know, but it was a great game of football yesterday, has to be said, end to end. Some bit of fielding, and Stephen McMenamin, I think we could move him to midfield, Oney, after the performance yesterday.
Yeah, a lot of boys maybe sitting in I'm sitting watching Donegal. He must have been itching to get back properly on the pitch for his club.
He definitely was yesterday. Now, he played really, really well for them and that, and really drove them on. And he went off. Then he got a black card for 10 minutes. But they still done well without him, Porrick. You know, we weren't able to close that gap. We could never get level.
You couldn't get level. But again, only I would say towards the business end of the Intermediate Championship, Nivora, they'll not be far out.
They'll not be. Only he'll find a way, boy. He'll find a way. Listen, that's just on the junior here. You know, Karen, a great victory, of course, last year's finalist, hitting 322 against Mavelle, a big victory. Later, Guinea Gales beating Neve Colm Kill. Convoy, the second victory, 215. Neve Breed had a victory as well. And the ladies as well, championship is ongoing. Maureen O'Donnell is going to be on next week to talk to us about that. Terman won at the weekend, as well as the champions, Glen Fun. And we're going to have a roundup on the ladies' championship. Mavelle had a win over St Union's as well in the senior, and I think who else was playing in that park? There was another couple of games. I said Knowles beat Neve Wirra, and there was we'll round up it all with Mo next week. But say I didn't want to leave it on a bad note.
I'm well used to it.
Oh, you're all right. Listen, Oney, thanks so much for joining us. I have an interview coming up here with Rory Kavanagh. I was speaking to him earlier on. He's taking the Glen job, and that'll see you out the show this evening. So, Joe, thanks for producing. Stay tuned as well for Course Exit Monday Night Sessions. Porrick Hilbury, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Brian.
Oney McGarvey,
thanks, Oney.
Appreciate your patience. We got you in at last, and we'll chat to you soon.
No bother, lads. Thank you.
Thank you, Oney. Thank you. I'm here with Rory Kavanagh. Rory, there's always an interest in the Derry Championship, but a special interest for us Donegal people, seeing as you've taken over the job of Glenn Mahara, and you got off to a brilliant start at the weekend, your first championship game.
Yeah, Luxon, good to get up and running, Brendan. We played Banagher, so luck, I suppose, yesterday was the first taste of championship action, and we had a reasonably good test, like good run out. We're reasonably happy with our first half performance, even though we felt probably we left a lot behind us in terms of our shooting efficiency. But second half, you know, we continued on in the same vein, and we weren't probably too happy with our last 5 minutes, you know. Mm. We conceded a few two-pointers in a row, and that brought Banner kind of back onto the game and took a wee bit of the gloss off our own performance. But look, good way to go in now to 2 weeks' time again. Now we've got the draw, we're playing Dungiven, so plenty to work on too and building towards that game now.
Yeah, and you went down to a 111 four-point lead at half-time, Ryan. Is that kind of explosive start in terms of you getting up to speed with the lads and how you want them to play in the new rules, because you have a serious array of talent there?
Aye, listen, I think you have to attack the games now, Rick Brennan, you know. And look, as you said, we get off to a good enough start, even though we're a wee bit sloppy, I suppose, in front of the posts. But look, we had a chat about that at half time, and we, you know, we brought in some new players in the second half. We had one or two injuries as well that we'll have to look at now at the start of the week and see how them boys are progressing. But look, it was about getting our first game under the belt now for a lot of lads, you know, who had missed a wee bit of the league, and you know, it was good to get game time into them. And aye, just building now, I suppose, towards 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, you mentioned Michael Warnock picked up an injury. Kieran McFall came off at half time as well. Was that an injury? He seems to have an odd bit of trouble with injuries, Kieran, this season.
Aye, well, look, Kieran, I suppose, had been had a wee issue with the knee, and it was more of a precaution. Brendan, he got a bit of a bang on it, so it was a precaution for us just, and we decided to get him out of there. Like, and as you said, Michael just landed awkwardly, and he picked up a bit of foot injury. So, you know, it was a very, very warm day yesterday, and the ground was hard. Like, so it was just an awkward landing for Michael Warnock, and he hurt the foot. So, those two boys will just have to nurse back, hopefully, to full health now over the next 2 weeks. Hopefully, yeah.
And Rory, so much to learn, because we're so used to you were coaching unions and you know all the teams and know all the grounds and the history. But now you're in this Derry Championship, a lot of learning to be done. Of course, as you said, Dungiven coming up, we beat last year's champions, and they're opening game new. Bridge, is there a lot of learning to do outside of the your own tactics to just get the grips with all the different styles of the oppositions?
Absolutely, and there's a lot of watching video, and there's a lot of time spent in front of laptops, and that has to go in, like, because you have to do the prep in the opposition. So look, we were, I suppose, fortunate enough yesterday that we could stay on and watch a couple of the games after our own game. And we got a chance to have a look at Dungiven versus Newbridge, and I suppose they put in a very, very impressive performance, like, against last year's county champions. And you know, you're talking about attacking the game, they really went after it and were probably full value for, I think it was 10 or 11 points in the end, like, that they won by. So you know, that there's a real challenge posed now by Dungiven, like, so we'll have to have our homework done on them and be really ready, because their tails will be definitely up after that performance yesterday.
Yeah, and Roy, just last question, I suppose it's hard now because of the new rule change, but do you feel any difference in Donegal, the Derry's Championship, the way it's played or how it's mapped out? Do you notice any difference around intensity or the type of play that happens?
I suppose it's hard to put your finger on that one. Like, teams are going to set up differently. The thing about it is, Brendan, you know, it's very hard to, and all teams are finding this, it's very hard to have full control over a game anymore, whether it's off kickouts, whether it's off the phases where it's 11v11, because there's pockets of space there now for lads, you know. And you know, you've seen yourself, like, even with unions and stuff last year, Brendan, like, and compared to this year, like, just the games are so difficult to control. Like, you know, off kickouts alone, it's very, very hard now for a goalkeeper, if a team's putting on a full press, to get that kick out away. Like, so look, there's definitely loads of learning in it, and you're trying to find wee aspects of how you can get control back into it. And you're talking about those wee scenarios in within the camp, but it makes for an exciting game, that's for sure, for a neutral point of view, like, and for spectators, because you know it's end to end a lot of the time, and there's scores and up front for the forwards, you know, because there's more space for them. So it's a good spectacle, and you know, the FRC, in fairness, have done great work on it.
Yeah, mighty stuff, Rory. For all Donegal people, be keeping a close eye on Glen. We wish you all the best in the rest of the season.
Thank you, Brendan.